Let's get started here. So we are on Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. We're going to be starting from the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Mesakchin ben Asarim divrei Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Meir Oser. The Mishnah starts out with the Machlokas about whether you can use boards as Schach. So Machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, whether boards are valid for Schach. Then the Mishnah says, Nasan aleha neser shehu rachav arba tfachim kshira uvelvad shelo yishen tachtav. If you place a four tefach wide board in as part of your schach, the sukkah is kosher, provided that you don't sleep underneath that part of the sukkah. If you sleep underneath that part of the sukkah, then you will not be yotze. So the Gemara clarifies. Amarav machlokas bin asarin sheyesh b'en arba. The Rabbi Meir isleg zeras tikra of Rabbi Yehuda isleg zeras tikra. Avo bin asarin shein b'en arba divrei akol kshira. So Rav's understanding of the machlokas is as follows. He says that the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is only talking about boards that are at least four tfachim wide. What's the machlokas about? So this is a topic that we've already referenced earlier this week, which is the concept called gzeras tikra, the notion that in other words, do we say that putting up boards as schach is problematic midrabanan? Because if we allow you to put boards up as schach, the next thing you know, you'll come to think that the ceiling in your house is also valid schach. So that's a machlokas whether we buy into that gzera at all. So presumably, Reb Yehuda does not subscribe to that gzera, and Reb Meir does. But if the boards that we're dealing with are less than four tefachim wide, then according to Rav, everybody agrees that the sukkah is kosher. That's Rav's understanding of the machlokas. Ushmuel amar b'she'in b'hen arba machlokas, aval yesh b'hen arba divrei hakol psula. So the Gemara says that according to Shmuel, it's the exact opposite. The machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is dafka about boards that are less than four tefachim wide. The boards are four tefachim wide or larger, everyone agrees that the sukkah is pasul. So the Gemara asks, ein b'hen arba v'afilu pachos mishlosha hakana ba'almaninu. What's the issue exactly according to Rav? And in other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the boards are less than four, and certainly if they're less than three tefachim wide, why is that a problem? What's the issue? It's just kanim ba'alma. They're just reeds. They're not doing anything that would lead you to believe that the sukkah should now be pasul. So the Gemara says, Amar of Papa Haki Kamar Yesh Bahen Arba Divrei Hakol Psula Pachos Mishlosha Divrei Hakol Kshera My Taima Kanim Ba'alma Ninu Ki Plige Mishlosha Ad Arba Mar Savar Kevin De Leisnu Shir Makom Lo Gazrinan Umar Savar Kevin De Navki Luhumitora Slavud Gazrina. The Gemara basically says like this: if the boards are less than three tefachim wide, everyone agrees the sukkah is kasher based on the principle of lava that we've spoken about many times before. If the boards are more than four tefachim wide, everyone agrees the sukkah is pasul because four tefachim is already considered to be a chashev amount. The machlokas is: what if the board is somewhere between three and four tefachim wide? That's the machlokas. So one opinion says that you haven't hit the benchmark of four tefachim, therefore it's not a problem. In other words, it doesn't meet that mark of chashivus. The other shita says no. Once it's larger than three tefachim, you're no longer in the realm of lava. Therefore, it's going to pose a problem. Okay, then the Gemara says, Tanan, Nasan aleha neser shehu.
I don't understand where lovud comes into play here with the width of the board. What does that have to do with lovud?
No, because meaning if you have a space of, meaning if you have a board that's 3.1 tfachim, and then you have a space between that that's 3.1 tfachim, let's say, so then you can't rely on lovud. Lovud presupposes that you have a space of less than three tefachim at a time, right? So if I were to set up boards as schach, you know, let's say at certain intervals, and those intervals were more than three tefachim, I can't rely on lovud. So that's exactly the machlokas. Correct. Exactly. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says, Tanan, Nasan aleha neser shehu rachav arba tfachim kshera uvelvad shelo yishen tachta. This goes back to the end of the mission that we just cited earlier, which said that if you put a four tefach wide board in the sukkah, that's okay. The sukkah is valid, provided that you don't sleep underneath that board. So the Gemara clarifies. Bishlam alishmuel de amar bishayin b'en arba machlokas ava yesh b'en arba divrei hakol psula yishim hachi lo yishen tachta. According to Shmuel, as we pointed out, Shmuel thinks that everybody agrees that a four tefach wide board is pasul, so then I understand why you can't sleep underneath the board. It makes sense. But according to Rav was the one who said that if the board is less than four tefachim wide, everyone agrees that it's kosher. If it's more than four tefachim, then it's a machlokas. So that means that according to Rav's version of Rabbi Yehuda, that means that even if the board is more than four tefachim wide, it should be okay. Because again, according to Rav, that was goof of the machlokas in the Mishnah, which means that according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rav's version of Rabbi Yehuda, a four tefach tefach wide board is not a problem. So why does the Mishnah say that you can't sleep underneath a four tefach wide board, according to Rav's version of Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says, no, mi svaras divrei akoli, seifa son l'Rav Meir. The Gemara says, you're right. That last line in the Mishnah that says you cannot sleep under the board that's four tefachim wide, that was only true according to Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rav's version of Rabbi Yehuda, that would not be true. In other words, in a Hanami, you would be able to sleep under that board according to Rav's version of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay.
They keep losing sleep. Does that mean I
can
eat under it?
No, it's just an example. It means, in other words, any
sleep is the paradigm.
Sleep is the paradigm, exactly. Okay, another Gemara says, Tashma, Shnei Siddinin Mitzarfin, Shnei Nesarin in Mitzarfin, Rameir Omer Af Nesarin Kisdin. Now we have a further machlok. This is really a Gemara that comes up in a couple of daf, as to whether certain things can combine to invalidate the schach of your sukkah. So according to the Tanakama, let's say I have two sheets. Now sheets are a problem because sheets are makabel tuma. So let's say I have two sheets, each of which are two tfachim. So the Gemara says that those sheets will combine to be four tfachim to invalidate your sukkah. But if you have boards, let's say you have two tefach boards, then the Gemara says that's not a problem. However, Rabbi Meir says no, even the boards is going to pose a problem. So the Gemara clarifies. Bishlama lishmuel do amar b'she'in b'an arba machlokas ava yesh b'an arba divrei akol psula my mitstarfin l'arba. According to Shmuel, this makes a lot of sense, because again, remember, Shmuel was the one who said that if the boards are less than four tefachim, that's the machlokas, but if they're more than four tefachim, why, then everyone agrees that it's puzzle. So that's exactly what the Mishnah meant. When the Gemara says that it's mitstarfin, that it combines, it means that the boards or the sheets combine to four tefachim to invalidate your sukkah. But elul rav de amar b'sheish b'an arba machlokas ava in b'an arba divrei akol k'sheira heichidam id ispuhu arba lama luhu itstarufei id lispuhu arba maiva hakana ba'almaninu. But the problem is, according to Rav, Rav was the one who said that the machlokas was about boards that are more than four tefachim, but if they're less than four tefachim, then everyone agrees that it's kosher. So then what's the case here? If the board you're dealing with is already four tefachim, then it doesn't make sense for the Gemara to use the word mitzarif. There's nothing that you're, in other words, you're not combining it with anything. It's the board itself. That one board by itself is already four tefachim. If the board is less than four tefachim, then it doesn't meet the benchmark of a shir of chashivas anyway. So it shouldn't combine to begin with. So what's the case that Rav thinks that the sukkah is going to be invalidated? So the Gemara says, Liolam de ispuhu arba, my mitzarfin la arba. Says the Gemara, you're right. The cases where the board is in fact four tefachim wide. So why does the Gemara use the term mitzareif? So the Gemara says this is an allusion to a different halacha, which we've also touched on briefly in the past, known as dofen akuma. Right? Dofen akuma is the idea that if you have up to the first four amos of your schach that branches off from the wall of your sukkah, even if that's pasul, so you can't sleep underneath or eat underneath that part of the sukkah, but the sukkah itself remains kosher. That's a halacha l'moshe misina called dofen akuma. So in other words, let's say, for example, I have a four tefach board that I place on the edge of my sukkah, right next to, in other words, it's adjacent to one of the walls of my sukkah. So the halacha is, in that case, I can say that the boards can combine to that four amma shear of dofen akuma. So, for example, let's say I have three 1 amma boards next to the wall of my sukkah. So then the Gemara says that would be then you can rely on dofen akuma, and the sukkah, again, you can't eat under or sleep under that part of the sukkah, but the sukkah itself would still remain valid. Okay, then the Gemara says,
What's the distance if I have, that doesn't matter, whatever the number it is, whether it's the one tefach or two tefach board, if they're really right next to each other and there's no space between them, why wouldn't I think that they do combine to make a four tefach?
Again. There are two different issues going on here. So the issue of the tefach, that was a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir, right, about whether the boards are more than four tefachim, less than four tefachim. That was the issue in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is introducing a new issue. This is not a four tefachim issue. This is a four amma issue, which is a much, much larger shear. Dofen akuma is four amos. So you can have up to four amos of pasul schach, if it's adjacent to the wall, that the sukkah can still be valid based on the principle of dofen akuma. So that means I can have multiple four tefach boards that can combine. If it's just under that benchmark of four amos, I could still rely and still invoke the principle of dofen akuma. Okay, then the Gemara says, Lishna Acharina, we have another version. Bishlama Lishmo da Amar, Bisha'in Bayan Arba, Machlokas Ava Yesh Bayan Arba, Devriya Kop Sula, Maimit Starfin, Mitstarfin, La Arba Amos Minatzad. El Larav, Bishlama Lara Mayor, Maimit Starfin, Mitstarfin, La Arba Amos Minatzad. El Larav, Yehuda da Amarafilu Yesh Bayan Arba, Ksheram, Maimit Starfin, Kanimba Alma Ninu. In this version, the Gemara poses the question in a little bit of a different way, which is basically that according to, in other words, according to Rav's version of Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara is problematic. Because again, we just pointed out that the whole chiddush here of the four tefach board is to get to that four amma benchmark, in other words, to invoke dofen akuma. But the problem is that according to Rav's version of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that four tefach boards are fine, that there's nothing wrong with them, so then what's the issue? In other words, why are we even invoking the principle of dofen akuma in the first place if we say that they're kanin ba'alma? In other words, if we say that these are just boards that are not invalid anyway, why are we even getting up to the benchmark of dofen akuma? To which the Gemara says, you're right, I need the ka'amar Reb Meir mitstarfin, amar Reb Yehuda mitstarfin. It was really just a textual, you know, like kind of like a almost like a symmetrical answer. In other words, just since Reb Meir uses the lashon of mitstarfin, to parallel that we use ein mitstarfin according to Rabbi Yehuda, but in reality it's not really accurate, because really you don't need to come onto the concept of tziruf, of combinations, according to Rav's version of Rabbi Yehuda, because again, according to him, you can use more than four tefach boards and still have a kasher sukkah. So it's not, obviously has nothing to do with dofen akum if the sukkah itself is kasher anyway, according to him. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Tanya kevasi derav, Tanya kevasi dishmo, Tanya kevasi derav, sechacha ben esarim shel erez she'in ba'en arba, divri akok shera, yesh ba'en arba, Reb Meir posel v'Rabbi Yehuda machshir. So now we have a brisa that's trying to support Rav's position. So the brisa says that if I take boards of cedar wood for schach, and the boards are less than four tefachim wide, everyone says that's a kosher sukkah, but if they're more than four tefachim, that's the machlokas in our Mishnah between Reb Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'isa b'shasa sakana sheheivenu nesarim shehayu b'ayin arba v'sichachnu agave mirin pasas v'yashavnu tachtayan. So Rabbi Yehuda says, hang on a second, there was an incident that occurred during a time of persecution when the non-Jews were not allowing us to build and sit in sukkahs. And basically what we did was, is that we took four tefach cedar boards and we used them as chach. So isn't that a raya, says Rabbi Yehuda, that my position is correct, that you can use four tefach boards? To which the Gemara says, no. Amru lo misham raya in shasa sakana raya. Oh, it was a shasa chach. It was a shasa sakana. It was a time of persecution. So it doesn't necessarily mean that the sukkah was kosher. It could be that they had nothing else to use, that they were stuck. So maybe that's why they were using it, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it was actually a valid sukkah. Then the Gemara says, Tanya kevasi de Shmuel, chacha ben estarim shel erez sheyesh bohen arba divri akob psula, ein bohen arba Reb Meir posel for Rabbi Yehuda machshir. So again, to use boards of cedar that are more than four tefachim, why? This is all within Shmuel. So everyone says that the sukkah is posel. If they're less than four tefachim, that's the machlokas in the Mishnah. Umoda Rabbi Meir shem yesh bein neser le neser kim lo neser shemeiniach psal bein amuchshir. Reb Meir will agree that if, let's say, for example, you have boards that are evenly spaced, and in between those boards, you have the space of a board in between the boards. Let's say, for example, you have one tefach board, one tefach of space, one tefach board, one tefach of space, etc. So then all you have to do to make that sukkah kosher, says Reb Meir, is to add what's called psal. We're going to talk a lot about this more next week. Psal literally is like waste. Psal basically means like the chaff and the grape skins, all the stuff that we referenced yesterday that comes from the granary, from the wine press, all that stuff that you can use for schach. So all you have to do is fill in those gaps with the psal, with the chaff and the grape skins and whatever, and then your sukkah will be kosher. And then the Gemara also says, "Moda Rabbi Yehuda shem nasan alei aneser shehu rochav arba tefachim kshira ve'ein yeshenim tachta v'hayoshen tachtav lo yotzei yedei chovaso." Rabbi Yehuda says that if you take a four tefach wide board, the sukkah will be kosher. The only thing is that, as we pointed out before, you cannot sleep underneath that part of the sukkah. Okay, then the Gemara says, "Itmar hafachan al tzidayan Rav Huna amar psula v'Rav Chista v'Rabba bar Rav Huna amar kshira." Now we have a further machlokes. What if I have a board that is four tefachim? So four tefachim, according to 75% of the interpretations of our Mishnah, is possible. The only version of the Mishnah that says that it's kosher is Rav's version of Rabbi Yehuda. But let's assume that we don't follow that. So now I have a four tefach board that would otherwise be possible, but I maneuver it in such a way, I place it in such a way by turning it on its side where it takes up less than four tefachim of space. The question is, should that change the status of the board? So that's a machlokas in the Gemara. So the Gemara clarifies, Ikla Rav Nachman Lesura, Ula Gaber Rav Chista V'Rabba Bar Rav Huna. So Rabba and, Rav Nachman came to Sura, and these Amoraim, who thought that the sukkah was kosher, went to go ask Rav Nachman this very question. Amri le hafkan al tzidayan mal. They asked him the shayla, what would the din be if I take a four tefach board, but by turning it on its side, I can minimize the space that it takes up? Would that make the sukkah kosher? So Amar lehu, he said, no, psula. Nasu kishvud in shamatachas. Rav Nachman responded that it's still pusle. Why? Because we treat it like metal skewers. Metal skewers, of course, are pusle for skach because they're makabal tumah. Metal is makabal tumah. So since that, just like metal skewers are objectively pusle for Rishchak, no matter how you maneuver them. So the same is true for a four tefach board. It doesn't matter how you place it, how much space it takes up, it's going to be possible regardless. So Amar Lehu Ravuna, Lo Amri Lehu Amri Kvasi, Ravuna said back to these other Amorim who disagreed with him, right? They said, you know, didn't I tell you that Rav Nachman would concur with me that these types of, that turning the boards on its side is not going to help, that it's still possible? So Amar Lehu, so they responded to Ravuna, Umi Amar Lan Mar Time of Lo Kabbalina Minei, says, have you ever told us the reasoning behind the halacha that we didn't accept from you? In other words, you should have just, you know, explained the logic to us and we would have believed you. So Amar Lehu, Umi, but Yisumi Nai Time of Lo Amri Lehu, he said, what do you mean? You never asked me the reason. That's why I never told you. He said, if you would have asked me, I would have explained it to you. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Lema Misayale, Eina Machzekas Kede Rosho Verubo Vishulchano, Osha Nifritza Bapirza Kadesha is Dakar Bakadib of Asrosh, Osha Nasan Ale Anesr Shu Racha Barba Tfahim, Afa Pishalo Hichnis Lesocha Elishlocha Tfahim Sula. The Gemara illustrates three cases that would invalidate a sukkah. Really only the last case interests us. The first case is where, let's say, a sukkah cannot hold your head and the majority of your body in a table, or there's a breach in the sukkah that's large enough that a goat can jump through the hole of the breach, or the one that interests us the most is the case where I have a four tefach board that basically, in other words, that's four tefachim, but it's only taking up three tefachim of space. The Gemara says that's puzzle. So the Gemara says, hey, chidami, lav kagon shahavchan al tzidam. So in other words, how do you make a four tefach board take up three or less tefachim? Presumably, it's the case that we just mentioned where you're maneuvering it in such a way where you're turning it on its side that it only takes up three or less tefachim. So wouldn't that be a support to Rav Huna that if you maneuver the board in such a way that it's taking up less than three tefachim, that it's still kasher? The Gemara says, lo, hacha b'maya skina kagon da ancha apuma de metalalta da Ayl tlasa legava apicha levar tahavle psala yotzim in asuka v'chol psala yotzim in asuka nidon kisuka. The case is where you place that board by the entrance of the sukkah. The entrance of the sukkah is not a wall, so you cannot invoke the principle of dofen akuma by placing it on the entrance. So the Gemara says the case is where three of the tefachim are on the inner part of the sukkah and one of the four tefachim is on the outer part, and that will be a classic example of what we just referenced earlier called psala yotzim in asuka, the chaff, the waste, the roofing that's coming off of the sukkah. The Gemara says that has the status of a sukkah. And that's why it's going to be pasul. But the implication is that these other Amoraim who think that maybe turning the board on its side would not be problematic, you can't derive anything from this Brisa, because this case that the Brisa says that taking a four tefach board and positioning it in a way where it takes up less space is pasul, that's not talking about a case where you turn it on its side. It's talking about a case where you place the board by the entrance to the sukkah. It's not by a wall, but three of the tefachim are in the sukkah, one tefach is overhanging outside of the sukkah, and the Gemara says since we consider that psal hayotzeim in a sukkah, roofing that extends from the sukkah, it's still going to be considered as part of the sukkah, and therefore it's going to be possible.